Hello, Ricky.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So, just reading over the notes here. Miss Lulu asked me to pop on the phone and go over pricing and program details. You've been in business for 24 years. You have somebody who's working on Google, just started with another company 3 months ago, hasn't seen results, doesn't know if it works, out of India?
Yeah.
Like the country?
Yeah, like the country. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you've been with them for 3 months, but you're not sure if it's working out. Like, you're not getting a lot of calls from them, or?
Well, I don't know, like 8 years ago or something, they made a website, because they didn't like mine, the one that I made. And then they did a terrible job, and I never followed up to do anything about it. But the guy that was called E Lagoon, and he switched and, I don't know, started his own company or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's this E Extreme company. And I said, oh, well, if you're going to fix what was wrong with that, I said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I said, you know, I didn't like what they did last time. So, and so far they haven't corrected any of the things that I didn't like, which they did last time. I said, the one thing that I actually was complaining about, you've never changed it. It's like,
what is it? The phone number situation?
Not very encouraging for me. No, it was actually a photo that was on there.
Oh.
It was a banana tree with a concrete riser, and I was like, well, first of all, we don't use concrete risers. Second of all, although there are banana trees around here, they're not what you think of when you think of the Northwest.
No, they're not.
you know, but I pumped several tanks recently and in the past where they have big banana trees growing in their yard, but, you know, it's just not what you think about, you know, maybe in India, I don't know, but not here.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
So I was like, get rid of the banana tree, get rid of the concrete riser. I said, you know, none of that has anything to do with what I do, you know, so. And there was other pictures, but, you know, they don't. That one in particular I really despised and did not like, you know.
They still haven't gotten rid of it?
No, it's still on there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they have me, Wilson Creek, and I said, well, first of all, although my address is Wilson Creek, there's not many people that live out there. I said, everybody, it's either Moses Lake, Ephrata, Soap Lake, but not Wilson Creek. You know, there's the actual town that I live or have property closest to over in Eastern Washington is called Marlin. It's also called Krupp. And there's only like 50 people living in that town, you know. And so I said, well, you know, why did you, you know, put up Wilson Creek as, you know, like most of the people from Moses Lake wouldn't even know where Wilson Creek was. And I said, and secondly, why do you have my phone number, 509 for Eastern Washington, showing up on the map over here? And I said, the only website that shows up over here now is Wilson Creek. I said, that's 279 miles away from here. I said, you've like totally ruined Western Washington for me because you don't even have my normal phone numbers up. And you have Wilson Creek showing up in Olympia. So, and they haven't done anything to fix it so far. So,
okay. Are you under contract with them?
No. No, they just call up to collect $250 every month from me. So,
oh, okay. Okay. Well, we can help. I mean, the thing is like if your website has, you know, like different locations on it, that's cool, you know, but it shouldn't only say Wilson Creek. It should say serving, you know, like the different places. Because when you have one that's, that just says only one city like that, that's geo-targeting. You don't really want that, but that's okay.
No, I didn't want that at all. I was like, you guys didn't do any of the things that I told you that I wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you just created some stupid website that,
mm-hmm.
you know, doesn't accomplish anything for me, actually ruins my online presence.
Right. Yeah. Well, websites included with the package. This website is, do you own the domain or do you know?
Yeah, I do, but, you know, they charge me for, cause I don't know, did they change? Well, they pretty much changed everything. I was with a different hosting site.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they changed my domain name or not. I don't think so. I think they reused my... But they put me on a totally different... I don't know if it was GoDaddy or whatever. No, I was with GoDaddy. What did they do? They did something different that supposedly for 10 years, whatever it is, that I paid up front.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't like who I was with. You know, maybe it didn't support HTTPS, you know, secure.
Mm-hmm.
There was something it didn't support.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
because it's out of the country, the server or whatever is the only thing that I can think of.
No, it was freewebhosting.com was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've switched to something else that they charged me to do.
Hmm.
But I gotta find that information out because I don't even know where my website is or, you know, how to log into it or anything because they were supposed to tell me all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of my concerns when they were talking about doing that. I said, well, I gotta know where it is that my website's going to be and
right.
how to get into it to change things. And
mm-hmm.
so right now I don't have actual access, and I don't really I don't want to have thrown away the money. I think they charged me $800 for doing that, and then another $500 for something else, and then
mm-hmm.
a bunch of $250 for this and that. So
what are you saying exactly with that?
I'm saying I don't actually have any access to.
Okay.
They've done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would almost prefer to tell them to put everything back the way you found it. You know,
mm-hmm.
at least then I'd have access.
Right.
But right now, I don't really know what's going on. And I've sent emails to them and they haven't emailed me back yet.
Okay.
So probably at this moment, I'm probably not in a position to get help from somebody else until I
okay.
find out what's happened to my website.
Well, that's not really a problem for us. We can build another website and get that an accurate, consistent, actual, you know, true website up and running in the first 3 to 5 days while you're figuring out whatever's going on with that. And once you get it all straightened out,
well,
we can switch the domains
nice,
and everything.
I paid for 10 years of hosting, so it would be nice to not have that wasted.
Yeah, you don't have to waste it. Again, it's included with the package, Ricky, so that's what I'm saying. It's like while you're figuring that out, we can go ahead and get the marketing and get this stuff straightened out for you so that it's bringing in calls.
Oh,
if you
right.
want. You know, I mean, like having a website that's properly marketed for the specific area that you're in is of supreme importance. Not only that, but we actually provide the programming to the Google listing itself, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, in order to anchor your listing onto the first page of services when people do a search for your keywords.
Oh, right.
Okay, that's what we do here. And we want to make sure that your company is coming up as a top recommended option on that first page. Is that something that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound very convinced.
Well, I mean, I survive even with everything being messed up, so it's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, so imagine how much better it'll be when it's straightened out. Yeah.
I am only one person, so I can only do so much work anyway. But
okay, all right.
But it would, you know, what does your services cost, I guess?
Well, we bundle everything, so Facebook ads, First Peach, Google website, you know, full marketing for Yelp, Apple, Bing. You're looking at $299 a month, month to month, no contract. And there's a one-time setup fee. That's $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $398 to get going and then $299 each month after that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So what about that I have two locations? Is that a problem?
No, it would be that if you want to advertise both locations, then we can give the second location a discount. It would just be $249 monthly, and we can waive the setup fee altogether on that one. Because what we would do is create one website that lends itself to both locations. That way, you don't have multiple sites out there on the company. You don't have, you know, varying and different information.
I took information from the internet on how you set up a website so that apparently there's a, well, I'd have to pull it up to tell you what it actually said, but anyway, there was some extension to the, so like bulletseptic.com/ the other location, you know.
Right.
There was something like there was an extension to the thing. I forgot. I've got it on my computer, but anyway, it was a way that one website would actually, and then that other extension would actually be targeted to the location or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to pull the document up to see what it actually said on how that was supposed to work. But they said that way you have one website, but all that data stuff you were talking about would be targeted
mm-hmm.
towards that specific area.
Mm-hmm. Right, so then when it loads for that specific area, then it's taking them to that page on the website, and then like when they're you know, linking up with it from this location, then it's going to give, because the information of what you're offering is the same. It's just a matter of where you're targeting it. So we have the ability to do that within the package already. Again, that's all inclusive. There's nothing additional for it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so you interested?
And where's your company out of?
We're in California, so specifically Fountain Valley, about 20 minutes from Disneyland in Orange County. Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, before I moved here, that's where I lived, but not that part of California. I lived in the Bay Area, but I have lots of relatives that live in that
area,
Southern California.
Yeah. So California is where you'll find most of the premier partners to Google as far as the marketing goes. You know, we'd love the opportunity to help you, Ricky. You want to give it a shot?
Well, I'd like your information so that when I am ready, I'm still trying to, I mean, I just paid him more money a few days ago, so I'm waiting to see what they do. They did get me up on the first page. I mean, I showed up. I didn't show up on the actual map, like, location-wise, but Bowen Septic showed up on the first page. But they've got my website all screwed up, so getting, you know, more, you know, they probably aren't going to be able to do what they said they were going to do. They haven't instilled me with confidence, being that they haven't even fixed the website.
Right.
But I don't know if you guys could, if I get fed up with them in the near term, then it'd be nice to contact you guys.
Okay. Yeah, you can call back in to check the availability anytime you want. I don't have a way to hold the position. We're actively looking to fill it in your local area, so we're going to continue calling throughout the area.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's on a first-come, first-served basis.
Right.
So I don't have, like, a way to hold the spot. If you choose to move forward, then we're going to close it out, and then we're going to close it out for the other area that you would like to target. But until we find the one client that we're going to work with, it remains open.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, what's the main thing that's holding you back from moving forward on something like this, Ricky? You're not happy with them. You've paid them for a long time. They're not doing what they're telling you that they're going to do. They haven't fixed your website. What is it?
They created a new one, but they didn't. Well, they used a lot of the same content, including the stuff I wanted gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they changed the telephone number and have it linked into this area instead of the area where it belongs. And so then there is no website that actually shows my telephone number over here.
Well, the point of doing a lot of times,
well, I guess,
why they do a phone number like that is it's called a call tracking number, so that they're able to track the results. But it should be a number that's specific and close to your current number, especially when there's like different numbers in the area.
Oh no, they're using my telephone number. They're using a number I provided.
Okay.
It's just the number that I got. It's a Skype telephone number. I just purchased it for Eastern Washington because I don't live over there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in transition. At some point, I'm going to live over there because that's where my mobile home, manufactured home, I moved, is over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not installed, so I don't have anywhere to live there yet.
Okay.
And I will still service this area over here, but I will have to commute from there. When I book some appointments, I'll come over and take care of this area, but I will actually end up living over there. So I've pumped like 7 tanks over in Eastern Washington now.
Nice.
I did one Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of an inconvenience right now than a benefit, but.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to establish some business over there before I moved.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it'd be nice to do a lot of work closer to where I'm actually living.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. If you're able to scoop up the book of business that's in your own backyard, it does definitely help, but.
Well, especially when it takes as much as 6 hours to commute over here. You know,
right.
It's
exactly.
A long drive.
It is a long drive, you know. That's why I'm just trying to kind of figure out what it is that's holding.
So right now, it'd be nice to get my area where I'm still living working again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're doing anything. That's the problem is I haven't heard from them yet. So, I don't know what would happen if they're still working on. I mean, I don't.
Working on
with
what?
With them in. Well, yeah. I mean, they're still in the middle of it. I mean, they're
in the middle
they're
of what?
Though
they're not.
SEO
they're not doing
on.
Anything. They don't. There's not a location.
Yeah, they're doing it on a website that sucks and that doesn't target the area where it's actually being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know how to undo that. It's like if somebody else.
So I mean, I'm looking here at the listing.
I mean, what happens to this website that they put up and that I paid for and that all of that? I mean,
you have to figure that out with them. There's nothing that I can do about that. I don't know what would happen to it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I don't know how paying you would fix anything because I still have this other website that's.
So I found your Google profiles for each location. For Wilson Creek, I see that there's a Google profile. For the Olympia location, I see that there's a Google profile. It's two separate profiles. Okay. The Wilson Creek location does not have a website attached to it. Okay. The other location has a website attached to it that is the wrong location. Now, what's going to happen if we take this over is we're going to take over your Google profiles. We're going to take them off as managers. We're going to reach out directly to Google and say, listen, we need to straighten this mess out. We're going to claim these two profiles on behalf of our client, Ricky Bolin, and what we're going to do is go ahead and program them incorrectly. And then we're going, in the meantime of getting all that done, we'll have the website up and running that is actually what you truly want. And we will get that set into place. So basically, we can do all that while you're figuring out if they're going to release the, I mean, you could ask them to release that domain to you and they could tell you no. You know what I mean? They can hold it hostage if they want to. They're in another country.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to do with that or what's going to happen. I know that we can take control of what you've got because we can claim it directly with Google because we are a Google partner. So we don't need them in order to claim what you've got and get it on the right track. We don't have to wait for them to do anything, which it doesn't seem like they're doing much.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I
want you to come over with open arms. I don't want it to be a yeah, sounds good. I want you to be confident in your decision to come over here because we've been doing this for 20 years. We've been providing our clients with excellent service for the past 20 years on a month-to-month basis. We don't have long-term contracts unless the client requests one. We are performance-based on everything that we do. We earn your business month in and month out. And I understand you have the domain with them and you've purchased it for 10 years and they've made certain promises to you. But the bottom line is, Ricky, is that they're not delivering on those promises that they gave you. And they haven't even changed the photos to be what you want them to be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and then part of the problem, you know, I took the time to send them emails with the changes to this website that I specifically requested.
Sure.
And I don't really have time to do all that stuff, but I did it anyway because I was like, oh my goodness, they're just going to have a train wreck if I don't do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, but it doesn't seem that they took my, you know, recommendations and did anything with them. So I got a lot going on right now, so it's hard for me to take time to, you know, tell somebody, hey, this is what I want, you know. So.
Well, what we do is we have a 30-minute onboarding call with the technician, and then you can send us over all the photos, all the information. We have the web developer write all the content. And we get everything set up and moving forward. If you want to go in and make changes or adjustments, you have the option to, but we take care of all of it for you. Yeah. You have a client dashboard that allows you to log on and track the success, the username and password. So you can go in and you can say, hey, you can live chat with our agent. I'd like this to be done. I want to change X, Y, or Z. You have the ability to go in and make changes yourself if you want to. There's lots and lots of options for interactive. You don't just have to send an email and hope that they're going to get it right and take care of it for you. You're actually interacting with our team directly because we're here in the U.S.
Yeah, one of the things that they had said they were going to do was they were going to set up, you know, email address at bolinseptic.com or whatever, and then I've been getting all these info requests, but it's just from the person programming that part of the website, and not actual customers. But it's using my Gmail account, my personal Gmail account, and
the Ricky.Bolin one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They never did set up the
That's called Google Workspace. It's supposed to match the domain. It's called Google Workspace. We have that here.
Yeah.
We do charge for it. If you already have it, then we have the ability to, like, manage it. I forget how much the management fee is or whatever. But There's lots, it seems like there's lots of like irons in the fire, but the fire isn't cut on. You know, like they've kind of promised you quite a few things, but none of it's working. Like all this stuff could have been squared away within a matter of days, minutes, really. I mean, if you give us the opportunity.
Right now I'm supposed to be heading out of here. I got it. If I don't get going, it's going to be dark by the time I get over to Westport. Because it's an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
And I told them I would be back to do that today. So I just got, you know, came back from Westport, and I've got to drive back there in my septic truck rather than my work truck.
Okay. So you tell me what the next move is here, Ricky.
I mean, right at this moment, I don't have time to actually consider things. I've got to try to deal with, you know, the work that I promised to do today.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be better if I had a number to call you guys.
Okay. Well, you can call back in on this number that we dialed out on. All my contact information's in the email.
Oh, you sent an email?
You asked me to.
Oh, okay.
So I sent it over
to
the
Ricky Bolin.
Ricky.Bolin@gmail.com. You're going to want to check maybe your promotional mail or junk mail. Make sure it's from anelson@localsplash.com.
A. Nelson? Okay.
Yeah, for Amy Nelson.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I better get going.
All right. Have a safe drive. Thanks for your time, Ricky. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.